Open your Bibles tonight to Deuteronomy chapter 4 and Hebrews chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and Hebrews chapter 1. Thank you, singers. Thank you for that song, and thank you for honoring the Lord and remembering that He did come in the nick of time, right on time. He wasn't a minute late, wasn't a minute early. Right on time, according to God's prophecy, He came. If you found your place in Deuteronomy chapter 4, stand and we'll read one verse and then go to Hebrews 1 and read two verses. The Bible says in verse 33 of Deuteronomy chapter 4, did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard, and live? Here, Moses has been reminded that in that burning bush that was on fire but was not consumed, the voice that came out of that bush was the voice of God. Have you ever heard God speak to you? God still speaks. He doesn't use a burning bush necessarily, but God still speaks. God's speaking a lot more than He's heard. We've got a lot of people today with ears to hear, but we hear not. We wouldn't recognize God when He spoke to our hearts. What a terrible, terrible thing. Then over in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1, God, who at sundry times and certain times and in divers manners, in different ways, in different manners, He spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. And this same God hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. God didn't speak to us out of a burning bush. God spoke to us by His Son. And He's still speaking. Are you listening? Are you listening? Sometimes when I talk to my wife, she's not listening. I know you husbands can understand that, can't you? You bunch of cowards. When my wife speaks to me, the first thing she gets from me is, what'd you say? Huh? But when God speaks, you don't have to hear with human ears. Do you recognize His voice? Has He spoken to you lately? I want to talk to you tonight about hearing God when He speaks. Father, help me tonight as I bring this message. Lord, I thank You that You have not put us here on earth and isolated us from a relationship with You. I thank You that You still speak to our hearts. You still lead us. You still guide us. You still make known to us Your will. You still warn us. You convict us. You draw us. And anyone who desires to hear from God can hear from God today if we'll listen. Thank You that in these last days You didn't speak out of a bush. You didn't speak through a tabernacle. But You have spoken from an old rugged cross when You gave Your Son Jesus to die for our sins. And the sin of the ages is that we know about it and yet we ignore it. It's become so familiar that it's no longer precious. Lord, I pray that we might yearn to hear you speak, that we might desire more than breath to breathe or food to eat, your leadership, your direction, your voice guiding us and helping us. Now help me as I preach this message tonight that it might help our people, that we might be conscious that God is not some mystical figure way off in eternity, but he's right here before. He lives in our body in the person of the Holy Spirit of God. That he died on a cross. That he wants that personal, close, imminent relationship with his children. And Lord, tonight, I ask you to speak again to our hearts. Do a work in us. Lead us. Guide us, convict us, draw us. And when we leave here, may we be conscious of the fact that God has spoken to our hearts and to our lives. Help us to listen. Help us to listen on purpose at what you would have us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you ever heard God speak? Has he ever spoken to your life, to your heart, for your hearing? I'm not talking about an audible voice. Today in this New Testament age, oh, God could, if he wanted to, speak in an audible voice from heaven. But the fact is, he has told us in the Scripture that we have a more sure word of prophecy, the Word of God. And he tells us how that, Peter tells us how that he heard God speak from heaven on the Mount of Transfiguration and say, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." And then Peter said, by divine inspiration from God, that we have a more sure word of prophecy. He's talking about the Bible. Talking about the divinely inspired, preserved Word of God. Do you understand when God speaks in the Bible, it is God speaking? Do you understand when the prophets speak, they are relaying God's message to us? Do you understand that that still small voice that speaks to your heart as you read the Scripture is the voice of the Holy Spirit of God seeking to guide us and direct us? God has always wanted to have a relationship and communication with his children. The Bible tells us that many have heard the voice of God. We read about it in our Scripture, how that Moses heard the voice of God out of the fiery, burning bush. The first time he ever heard God speak, he heard out of the burning bush. Genesis 3, Adam heard God speak to him after he had sinned and hid himself. And he heard God say, "Adam, where art thou?" And by the way, God asked that question because he didn't know where it wasn't that he did not know where Adam was. He knew exactly what bush he was hiding behind. But he wanted Adam to answer that question and understand where he was, hiding from God because of his sin. Genesis 6, Noah heard God speak, told him to build an ark. Said it's going to rain and flood the whole earth. Noah obeyed God. God spake unto Jacob. In chapter 31 in Hebrews 1 and 2, the Bible says God has spoken to the prophets and our fathers by the prophets in these last days. The fact is that God has spoken to mankind throughout all ages. From Adam to the present, God's still in the communication business. He still wants to communicate with his children. He has spoken to people in very unusual ways. He spoke to Jonah through a storm and a fish. He spoke to Balaam by his donkey. Balaam was supposed to be a prophet of God and was so far away from his God, his donkey had more spiritual discernment than Balaam. Sounds like Baptist today. He spoke to Peter by a rooster. He spoke to me many years ago when I thought I couldn't make it without keeping my tithe. My little baby daughter got terribly sick that night. God woke me up. I went in and felt her head, and her little brow was burning up, and immediately the voice of the Holy Spirit of God in that still small voice said, "Hey, doesn't pay to steal God's tithe." See, I'd knelt at an altar just a month or so before and promised to give God from that day forward my tithe. He didn't have to tell me twice. I got on my knees beside that baby bed and I asked God to forgive me. Promised Him I'd never do it again, and I haven't. God spoke to backslidden Don Baker, a man that was in our church many, many years ago, as he stood on the shore of Lake Grapevine as they searched and drug that lake for his 15-year-old daughter who had drowned. Sometimes God speaks and never has to say a word. Can you imagine how he felt knowing that he is away from God, out of the will of God, backslidden? Well, he stands there and watches them try to find the body of his teenage daughter that had drowned on Sunday while backslidden. He was out of church and at the lake. He never got over it. God spoke to my father and mother 64 years ago when my brother was killed in the Second World War. For the first time in their life, they got up together and went to church together. Before, they wouldn't hear the preacher. I remember a preacher coming by and visiting, and I was a little old bitty tyke, and Daddy and his brothers were outside talking about possum or about fox hunting. They all had hound dogs. Preacher came up and invited them to church, and they were cordial, but when he left, they said, "I guess he's a good man if you need that kind." I remember that. But it wasn't just a few days later, God spoke again and they listened. God knows how to get our attention. They went to church and went back that night, and both of them got saved, and our home and our life was transformed because God spoke and they listened. Have you heard from God lately? Christians ought to commune with Him frequently. He ought not be a stranger. His voice ought to be the most familiar voice we listen to. You know, it's more difficult to hear from my children in Oregon than it is to hear from God. It's not some complex, complicated thing to hear from God. He's spoken to us by His Son. He has spoken to us in His Word. His Holy Spirit lives in our heart, and He will speak to us if we seek Him. Bible makes it plain. He can be found if we'll seek with all our heart. God has something to say to every person here tonight if we'll just listen to Him. 8 times in the gospel, God says, "He that hath ear, let him hear." Seven times in chapters 2 and 3 of the book of the Revelation, God says, he that hath an ear. You don't even have to have two ears to hear from God. One ear's enough. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the church. Those letters were delivered from Jesus to the pastor. And the pastor delivered them to the people. Fact is, you don't even need two ears or one ear to hear that still small voice of God when he speaks to our heart. And I want you to notice just three thoughts with me tonight for our message. First of all, God still speaks to his children about sin in their lives. I've said it hundreds of times, let me say it again. If you are saved, you cannot sin and get by with it. One of the greatest evidence that you're a child of God is when you do wrong, the Holy Spirit convicts you, and your sin will find you out. God used his preacher Nathan to speak to King David about his adultery with Bathsheba. It doesn't make any difference how high up the ladder you climb, God still speaks to you when we sin, and God doesn't have to make an appointment. He doesn't have to wait till Sunday. He doesn't have to wait until it's convenient on your time schedule. God spoke to the discouraged Elijah through a still small voice. He is under juniper tree, wanting God to kill him. God brought him in a cave, and there was a great wind that blew, but God was not in the wind. There was an earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. There was a great fire, but God did not speak out of the fire. Then God spoke in a still, small voice. Nobody else could hear that voice but Elijah. But God focused his message right into his heart and into his life in a still small voice. And I'm here to tell you that God still uses that still small voice to deal with us today. You're not going to hear God speak audibly today from heaven. God still speaks in that still small voice inside of us. We cannot deny it. We cannot ignore it. We cannot outrun it. We cannot get away from it. God still speaks to us by his word. By the way, you ought to spend some time every day in the Bible. You know, it's amazing. Every day, my wife and I will go to the mailbox to check our mail. Do you ever go to the spiritual mailbox to check your mail from God? Boy, he has something to tell you. Something he wants to say to you. But are you listening? Are you listening? God spoke to his churches through letters and by the Holy Spirit. And by the way, don't you ever think that the Word of God and the Holy Spirit will conflict. They're never going to be contrary one to the other. They're always in harmony because the Holy Spirit is God and the Bible is the Word of God, and God does not disagree with himself. God spoke to backslidden Ananias and Sapphira about stealing from God their promises. They made a promise and didn't keep it. It was coming up to their friend day. had promised to sell a piece of property and give it all to God. They held back part. And God knew it, and God revealed it to the preacher, and the preacher asked him about it. And they lied to God, and zap, God killed them right there. Boy, that's not the kind of message you want to hear. You know, the difference between David with his sin in Bathsheba and Sapphira and Ananias was they lied about it. David confessed it, acknowledged it. God forgave one and killed the other two. What do you do when God speaks to you about sin? Do you make excuses? Do you lie about it? Or do you fall on your face and confess it as sin and ask God to forgive it? God still speaks to Christians today about sin in their lives. And by the way, if you're doing wrong, if you're living in sin, if you're disobeying God, and you don't hear that still small voice of the Holy Spirit of God, you better be more afraid than those that are Christians and living in sin and are hearing. If you die, you'll go to hell because you're not saved if you sin and God never speaks to your heart. I can't even think about doing wrong and the Holy Spirit not begin His work on me. God still speaks to us. He wants us to feel that conviction and realize that our sin is against God first and foremost. He wants us to confess it and get right about it. And it'd do us a lot of good if we'd start confessing it while it's a thought in our mind rather than an action in our flesh. What's God speaking to you about tonight? Now, I know there's not anybody here that's perfect. We are sinners. And we struggle every day. The pull of this world every day pulls on us not to do right, but to do sin. How many times have you yielded to that pull? What's God speaking to you about tonight? I'm concerned when men and women are involved in immorality and pornography and nothing's happening. There's no conviction, no concern, no tears, no weeping. Oh, when you're saved, God goes to work when you go to sin. I'm amazed at young people today taking their cell phones. Now then, on a cell phone, you can take pictures and videos and hook up to the internet and text message. And the big thing that's been going on among young people for a while is not just sitting back there with their cell phone during church, you know, like every now and then a parent does, and text somebody, or to see who's texting you or calling you, just can't wait, hooked, addicted. You have trouble hearing God when He speaks, but you don't have trouble hearing that thing when it buzzes. And young people today are taking that thing and taking videos of themselves naked and sending it off to their friends, boyfriends and girlfriends. They have their space on MySpace. And you don't know how to check it. And when you do, you go to the one they falsely set up so you'll think it's clean. And you don't know the secret space they have. And what bothers me is there seems to be no conviction, no concern. God still speaks to His children. Are you hearing Him? Have you heard from Him lately? What's He speaking to you about tonight? Maybe it's your backsliding. Maybe it's all the spiritual things you've given up in your life so you can have more time for your business and yourself and the world. God doesn't give a flip how successful you are. He wants to be first in our lives. He expects us to be His witness. He expects us to be part of prayer meetings and a church relationship. Have you heard from Him lately? Can you carry on your life as normal and never hear from God? You never hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." You never hear Him say, "Thou slothful, backslidden servant." You never feel the convicting, tugging power of the Holy Spirit against a life that's being lived contrary to the will of God and the plan of God for Christians? What's He speaking about tonight? He's speaking, but are you listening? Secondly, God still speaks to His children today about His will for our lives. Preacher, how do you know God's calling you to preach? Because God calls. God speaks. Nobody else heard Him, but I heard Him. Nobody else can explain it, but I know it was Him that kept me awake at night, that troubled my soul, that convicted me until I knelt at an altar and said, "God, I yield, I surrender my all to You. Not my will, Thine be done." God still speaks about His will. He spoke to Samuel when he was but a small child. Don't diminish these children that come and said, "God spoke to my heart." Now listen, Mom and Daddy, don't you call them for God. But don't you discourage them when God calls them. I'm convinced we've had some young people that's been talked out of God's call in their life. That's disgraceful. "Well, they're just killed children." Was it an emotional experience for Samuel only? No, it was God that spoke to his heart as a small child. God called him to be one of his prophets. In Isaiah 6, God spoke to Isaiah about surrendering his life to go preach the word of God for him. He spoke to Jonah about preaching to the heathen in Nineveh. God spoke to one of his servants in Damascus and told him that Saul of Tarsus had just gotten saved and he was a chosen vessel to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. God told it to his servant, and his servant made it known to Saul. God still speaks to us. He told this servant, "I want you to go and baptize him." And his servant said, "I've heard about Saul. He's put Christians in prison. He's put them to death, and we knew he's coming up here to persecute us." And God said, "Don't worry, he's a new man. He's a chosen vessel to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. I want you to go and baptize him." And he did. Sometimes we have to overcome our fears to obey God when he speaks. I kind of agree with this servant God spoke to. I wouldn't have been excited about going to this man that had been killing Christians and imprisoning Christians and persecuting Christians. I'd have been like some of you, and the first thing that probably crossed through my mind was, "Reckon he meant it. I hope he meant it." God spoke to one of his deacons, a deacon of the church in Jerusalem who was up in Samaria preaching. And he spoke to him and said, "I want you to leave here and go to the Gaza desert where there was a man who needs to hear the gospel. God spoke to that deacon. You know what that deacon did? He didn't say, well, I've got to have a deacon's meeting to see if it's all right. He obeyed God. And he got down there to Gaza in the desert, and sure enough, there's no chariot coming from Jerusalem on its way to Ethiopia, and one Ethiopian was in it reading from the Scripture. You'd be surprised how many wonderful things will happen in your life if you'll learn to listen and obey God when He speaks. Now listen to me. We've got two kinds of people in our churches. We've got some that pretend to be spiritual. And they say, God told me to brush my teeth, and God told me to do this, and God told me to do that, and they hadn't heard from God in months. Don't fake it till you make it. Just get right with God. You'll hear from Him. But the problem is, you're not going to want to hear all that He has to say to you. I've had people tell me, God told me to do this and God told me to do that, and they hadn't given a tithe in a whole year. They hadn't been soul winning in the whole year. They hadn't been to a prayer meeting in the whole year. You know what I want to tell them? Liar, liar, pants on fire! If God's going to speak to you, it's going to be with conviction. Get right, you bum! I promised our deacons when I came here almost 22 years ago that I would never tell them God told me to do this unless I had 100% certainty that God told me to do it. We just need to be honest. You know, there's some things in our Christian life we ought to do because it's right. You don't have to tag it with God told me. Just because it's right, good men and good people and good Christians will follow you if you'll just do right. But when God says, this is what I want you to do, God help them if they don't follow. But God help the person that manufactures that. God told me this, God told me that, God told me this. We just need to be honest. God does speak to His people. But some things are right to do, and I know it because I've read it in His book. Some things I know are right to do because it's dishonest not to do them. Some things I know that are good to do because it's just good business and honest. Thank God there are times when the Holy Spirit of God will speak to us and lead us. And we'd better learn to obey Him. We'd better listen. When He tells us to do something, something good is about to happen. I didn't mean to go there, Brother Humbert. Y'all don't know who he is. Years ago, that was in a different age. God still speaks to His people. God revealed His will to the churches of Asia Minor by sending letters to them. By the way, the Word of God is just letters dictated from God to a chosen man to write it down for him. We can say Moses said, but hey, it's God that put it down for us. This is the Word of God, and we better learn that. I believe it is word by word inspired and word by word preserved. I'm not a one of these that believe only the originals were inspired. This is the book. What kind of a God would ask us to live by His Word and not give us His holy, inspired, inerrant, preserved word. May I say to you today that God is still speaking? He's speaking to some people here today about His will for your life. Some of you need to start soul winning. Some of you need to start reading your Bible regularly. Some of you He's speaking to about a prayer life. You have none. You spend more time on the cell phone than you do with God on the prayer line. Some of you need to hear God and listen to God. He's speaking to you about tithing and giving. He's speaking to some about the teaching ministry in this church, teaching boys and girls. He's speaking to others about a bus ministry, working in a bus ministry. And I have no doubt He's still speaking to some about preaching His word. He's still speaking to people. Are you listening? Are you listening? I still believe He's speaking to many, many more than are hearing. Thirdly, God has spoken to every lost sinner about free salvation by way of Calvary's cross. He has spoken to us in these last days by His Son. The old rugged cross on Calvary sends out a message from God loud and clear. First of all, it's a warning that every sinner needs to take heed to. God hates sin. And if God would send His Son to suffer and bleed and die so sinners can be saved, those who turn from Him and reject Him ought to stop in a try to imagine what it's going to be like when we sit and stand under the wrath of God, having never been saved. I don't want to go there. I don't have to think about it. Thank God I've been saved. It's a warning. God hates sin. And if God would require His Son to go through the awful suffering of Calvary and the abandonment of God Himself in order for Him to die as a representative sinner, though He had no sin except our imputed sin, what do you think God's going to do to the lost sinner that lives his life having heard and rejected the story, the message of Calvary? See, the message from the Son of God on the cross is good news that sin has already been paid for by Jesus Christ Himself. The message of the cross is an invitation to every unsaved person to be saved and be saved today. You don't have to wait. You don't have to clean up. You don't have to go through a reformation time first. You just come to Jesus like you are, and the message of the cross is that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The message of God from the cross is a warning to every unsaved person who does not receive Christ's free gift of eternal life. The message of the cross is an appeal to every child of God to live their life for Jesus Christ. I'm overwhelmed by the love and the sacrifice of the cross for me. I don't understand it. I stand with John when he said, "What manner of love is this that we should be called the sons of God?" Why don't we serve Him? Why don't we give Him our best? Why do we hold back? Why do we say no to Him when He speaks? And then lastly, when God speaks, He expects to be obeyed. When God speaks, He expects to be obeyed. Now, as a boy growing up, when my daddy spoke to me, wasn't any question he expected to be obeyed. And if that was true of my earthly father, how much more is that true of our heavenly father? Let me tell you what people want to do today. Some of you do it. God speaks and you want to negotiate. Well, Lord, I don't want to do it exactly like you want me to do it, but here's what I'm willing to do. You want me to come all the way over there, I'm willing to come this far. What kind of person are you? When the prodigal came home to the father, there was no stopping at the gate negotiating terms. He had to come home confessing he was a sinner, confessing that he was not worthy to be called the Son of God or the Son of the Father. No negotiations. You tell me what kind of a person hears God speak and then disobeys. I'll tell you, it's a rebellious person, an ignorant person, a foolish person, a backslidden person. Again, I ask you, have you heard from God lately? He's still speaking to His children's heart. It's not going to be an audible voice. And God is not going to conjure up some special dispensation just for you. You know, like the rich man in hell wanted God to do something in a special way so his brothers could hear about eternity. And God said, no, if they don't hear Moses and the prophets, if they don't hear God speak from the pages of His Word, if they don't believe the Word of God, they're never going to get saved. And God's not going to conjure up some special thing just so you can hear. He's going to speak to you by the Holy Spirit if you're saved. If you're unsaved, He'll speak to you through the preacher or through the witness of someone else. But God forbid that we play the fool and not listen when He speaks, not obey when He speaks. When God speaks, He expects us to hear Him and obey Him. Well, my wife is not God, but all the time she says, Bob, are you listening to me? And sometimes I'm not. Are you listening to God? Do you ever expect Him to speak to you? When you pray and ask for direction, do you expect Him to give it? When you pray and ask God to give you wisdom, do you expect to hear from Him? He still speaks. And when He speaks, He wants us to hear and obey. Hear and obey. Samuel was instructed to say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. God told the seven churches of Asia Minor to hear and do it. Jesus asked some who called Him Lord. He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Why do you go around telling everybody what a great Christian you are, and when God speaks in His Word or by His Holy Spirit, you don't even hear Him and obey Him? When God speaks, He speaks with full expectation that we obey Him. And I want you to know tonight that God's still in the speaking business. He still speaks to us about sin in our life. He still speaks to us about His will for our life. Are you listening? Sometimes it's out of the pages of the book. Sometimes it's through the preaching of a sermon by the man of God. Sometimes it's by a good old song. I got under conviction this morning just reading the words of Must I Go an Empty-Handed. God spoke to my heart while I was preaching. My heart while I was preaching from the words of that song. Does He ever preach to you? Speak to you? When He speaks, He intends for us to hear and obey. What's he asking you to do? Is it to get right about sin in your life? Is it to get right and be faithful as a Christian? Is it about some area of his will that he wants you to do? When he speaks, he expects us to hear and obey. Now, Father, that's our message tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us and dying on that old rugged cross. Thank you for still speaking to hearts of men and women. Thank you that sinners can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit calling them to salvation. Thank you that Christians can still hear you speak to our hearts when we do wrong, when we commit sin. Thank you that you don't just talk when we sin, but when we're living right and doing the best we can still hear the voice of God leading us on in your will, calling us for special service, putting us in the place where we can fulfill your purpose and will for our life. Now, Holy Spirit of God, thank you for being a loving, caring God. Lord, I pray that your people, more than hearing some singer sing or somebody talk or some sporting event, your people will desire to hear that still, small voice leading us on for your will and for your glory. Now, Lord, if there's someone here tonight that needs to get saved, I pray that you'll speak to their hearts. They'll hear and obey and come and let us take the Bible and show them how to be saved. And Heavenly Father, if there's a Christian here tonight living in sin, I pray that they'll hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking about their life and how it's contrary to you and how you hate their sin and want them to get right, so they can have that sweet relationship with you once again. And then, Heavenly Father, there are people here tonight you're calling, some to teach, some to work a bus, some to be your preacher, your missionary, your special servant. Some about, they're hearing you speak about tithing and giving. Some about going soul winning. Some about being faithful to church. Some about a wrong spirit. Some are discouraged and they're hearing you speak to them about encouraging yourself and themselves in the Lord. God, would you speak to our hearts? Help us, O Savior. We need thee. And more than breath to breathe and food to eat, we need to be familiar with your voice and hear you regularly. As you speak, heads are bowed, eyes are closed, let's stand to our feet, and as we begin.